Folks working in the world of water infrastructure have a joke. If all those pipes, storm drains, and treatment plants were fire trucks, they'd be kept shiny and new. But instead, much of that's buried underground or kept out of sight in industrial parks and often out of mind.
That's how we do it, gang.
So instead, tax and sewer ratepayers don't worry about it until it breaks. And when it breaks, you'll know about it. Sinkholes in streets and backed up sewage aren't pretty.
This is all new equipment, all in here. To the tune of about $5 million.
Fred McNeil is the chief engineer for Manchester's wastewater treatment plant. He's showing off some new equipment that's used to separate sand from the streets out of the water.
Let's go outside where we can talk. Right over there, we have equipment that's been operating 24/7 for 37 years. No refrigerator, no car, no radio operates like that. It's unrealistic to expect equipment in this type of environment to operate like that.
Manchester faces the highest costs in the state in terms of upkeep. They've got to separate sewer and stormwater pipes.
We're looking at $165 million.
Replace their entire wastewater treatment plant.
$72 million.
And expand their sewer network.
That's another $25 million.
All told, these improvements will cost the city somewhere between $300 and $700 million. But McNeil says so far, increases in the rates sewer users pay mean they should be able to afford the upgrades.
The city of Manchester is a rarity in that we're on very solid financial footing.
But other towns are also facing big bills, and those bills have been piling up as sewers and treatment plants all over the state get older and investments get pushed back. Since 2004, DES estimates of what towns need to spend have more than doubled. They're looking at about the same amount of money in today's dollars as when the Federal Clean Water Act was first passed. It's almost like towns are starting from scratch, as if we were still dumping raw sewage into rivers. $20 million in Meredith, $28 million in Lebanon, and $117 million in Portsmouth, just to name a few. But the difference is that back in the 70s and 80s, these towns, big and small, had a lot of help. Here's DES's Paul Hertzler.
Between the federal government and state government, 95% of the costs of wastewater treatment facilities were provided by those entities. In local governments, only 5%.
But many of those funds have dried up. Federal dollars associated with the Clean Water Act have long since expired. And when the recession hit in 2008, the state also put a hold on the 20% grants it provides. Budgets from the House of Representatives and the governor would fund projects built since 2008 that qualify for those funds but haven't been paid. But neither has proposed how to keep funding the grants going forward. In the absence of those dollars, some towns cobble together money from federal, rural, and community development grants. North Conway's wastewater superintendent Dave Bernier says that's what his town did.
We were lucky and we were clever and we did our homework.
But there's something of a donut hole. Bigger cities tend to have enough ratepayers that certain upgrades are feasible. And smaller, poorer towns are eligible for more grants and often don't have wastewater plants to upgrade. But big towns and small cities, many concentrated on the seacoast, are really smarting. Here's the mayor of Rochester, T.J. Dean, testifying before the state Senate.
What we are being asked to undertake would be very catastrophic to the ratepayers of the city of Rochester. In fact, it would double the sewer rate.
Back when the Clean Water Act was passed, this is how it was envisioned that this would work. For the first round of water treatment plants, the feds would help us out. But when it came time to replace them, apart from revolving loan funds and other scattered grants, towns were going to be on their own. Now, that decision has come due, and towns across the state are finding out what clean water costs. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.